This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Friday, the 26th of August, is Wear It Purple Day. And why should we be wearing purple this Friday? Well, here to tell us more is Glenn Hare from Wear It Purple Day. Glenn, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glenn, what is Wear It Purple Day? Tell us about it.
So Wear It Purple Day is the last Friday of August every year, and it is simply a day where we encourage absolutely everyone across the community, both within the Rainbow community and all of our allies, to wear purple to show a sign of support to those Rainbow youth within our community. So it's a really simple message of visibility. An amazing day in the Rainbow calendar.
Glenn, how does it work exactly? Do we just wear purple on Friday, or is there more for us to do?
Yeah, so there's different ways of approaching it. So, I mean, in terms of kind of way of background, Wear It Purple Day, it was actually an initiative by a bunch of school kids 12 years ago. As a show of support. So it was a bunch of school kids, and they wore it purple on that particular day to show support to their friends and their community. And it's grown so much so that what we do is we actually send out free packs to over 1,000 schools across Australia, where there's posters and there's stickers and there's resources and t-shirts and things like that. And it's a really simple message of wearing a purple, and it's a way to ensure that we're conscious of the way that we kind of engage with Rainbow youth.
Glenn, you've just I've just transported me back to my school days, and I'm just thinking about it now. I think this is an amazing idea because, imagine being young and at school, and perhaps, you're scared of coming out, you're scared of being yourself, you might be being bullied or what have you. How powerful, though, to see someone on this day wearing purple and thinking, oh, I know I'm safe with that person. I think it's great.
Exactly right. And I can completely sympathize with that, Warren. Like, I was at school, I was in the closet, and if I saw my mates wearing purple, if I saw my teachers wearing purple, if I saw my principal wearing purple, I think that would have given me a lot more comfort that I could have been and brought my full self to school. And obviously not gone through that period of feeling a little bit alone during that those teenage years, which are challenging enough as they are.
We're chatting to Wear It Purple Day treasurer Glenn Hare about wearing it purple this Friday the 26th and what that means for the younger LGBTQIA+ community. Glenn, Wear It Purple, as you mentioned, has been happening for 12 years now. Mm. What are some of the positive changes that you've seen as a result of not only the day but also the organisation?
So the organisation is still a 100% volunteer-led organisation. And to give you some context in terms of the structure, so it's very much still a youth-led organisation, whereby we have a youth action council where the oldest member is 26, so I don't quite make the cut. And, I see myself as a board member to really support the initiatives of the youth on that council. And if some of the data that we look at is, how many schools across Australia are actually celebrating this fairly significant day in the calendar. And really interestingly, over the last probably 5 years or so, that has increased exponentially. So 5 years ago, there may have been a couple of hundred schools, predominantly in New South Wales and Victoria. However, we've made a really conscious effort to make sure that we have a national presence and also a regional rural presence as well. And we've seen significant uptick in those areas as well, celebrating this significant day.
Glenn, notice this is a really difficult question I'm going to ask you.
Mm. Prepare yourself.
I'm ready.
Why purple?
Why purple? Because the kids chose it.
Oh, really?
And, I mean, to be honest, yeah. Purple is the best color. So I am so here for it, kids. Nailed it.
But also, I think it's important. Like, if we picked a color, or they picked a color that, it was white or black, yeah, or blue, it probably wouldn't stand out as much as purple, where, some people do have to go out of their way to buy something purple to add to their closet.
I actually, Glenn, am really excited for Wear It Purple Day this year because I have found in a vintage sort of warehouse sale a purple leather jacket.
Oh, wow.
And I am so keen to wear it on Friday. So, so keen.
Awesome. So good.
How do we get involved if we not only want to wear it purple, but, you know, really kind of get involved with Wear It Purple Day generally?
Yeah. So, a couple of ways. So, first and foremost, again, youth-led organization. We're an organization to support rainbow youth. So, parents, teachers, principals, really encouraging, you know, if the school that their kid, that they know kids are going to, aren't wearing it purple, then maybe having a conversation with the teachers or the decision makers there about, is this something that they could potentially add to their calendar for future years. In addition to that, also we receive a lot of funding or donations from corporate sponsorship, and what we use those funds for is to really provide resources again to schools, universities, as well as community organisations, to provide them the resources to obviously celebrate the day in style.
Well, Glenn, we are both so excited to be wearing purple on Friday. Can't wait. Thank you so much for chatting with us in the lead up to what is probably, I imagine, the biggest day for you in the organisation.
It certainly is. Thanks, Em. Thanks, Warren. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Glenn. For more info about the day and how you can help, you can head to wearitpurple.org.au and get your purple threads out. I've got a really old daggy thing that's purple, but I'm going to wear it. I don't care.
I think you've got to. You must. And hey, we can both wear the jacket if you like.
Yeah.
We can take a picture. You can wear it half the day. I can wear it half the day. We are ready.
Fantastic.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.